Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of ScaryCast. Podcasts that ScaryCast came from, which are pop culture stars and Comic-Con stars a long, long time ago, have always celebrated Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling's birthday. We always have him an online party, and it's a lot of fun. And so we're doing exactly the same thing this year. It's going to be a blast. And we're just here to say we love you, Papa Stro. We think you're great. And he had an event that he was finishing up. And he will be here momentarily. So anyway, I want to say thank you.
Well, Josh and Melissa are going to cry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but just so you know, before he gets here, Josh and Melissa are going to try to call.
Good,
so
good.
Look for them as well.
And we'll introduce them when they come
off,
on. No, you did great. This is like a call with all my best friends on it. You know, so it's like you can interrupt. You can do whatever you want. So anyway, first of all, I'll try to do this in the order that you called in. I think I can do it. First of all, thank you, Holly Coy. She's a wonderful artist from Orangeburg, South Carolina. She called in because she's friends and relatives with some of my good friends down there in the Midlands. So, Holly, we're glad to have you here tonight.
Glad to be on here, John.
Okay. The next person who beeped in was from the cold, cold world of Minnesota, none other than Jen Cruz of the She Squatchers. Jen, how are you doing tonight?
Burr, it's cold, John, but I'm here.
It's warm up
with
your excitement. And that was Robin.
It's cold.
I got to know, what do you think the temperature is up there? Jen, what do you think the temperature is up there?
Oh, right now it's 20 degrees. That's not too bad. It's 20 degrees above zero.
Oh, okay.
It's actually pretty warm. The
heat wave.
That's pretty warm. Yeah,
it's a heat wave.
My son lives in Minnesota. It gets cold.
It was like 41 below like last a week and a half ago. 41 below.
Yeah, we heard about that. That was just unbelievable. Well, anyway, we are glad to have you here from the frozen Minnesota. And the next person who called in was none other than Janice Carter. How are you, Janice?
Doing good. A little tired, but I'm doing good.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Then the next one that called in was Pat McCray, the husband of Robin McCray. How are you doing tonight, Pat?
Pretty good, John. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'm beginning to miss those funny gifts that you used to send every day. They were funny.
You
better get back on that. Yeah,
my cheese guitar.
That was funny. So anyway, glad to have you here. And of course, none other than Robin McCray. How are you tonight, Robin?
I am doing great. Excited for this with Papa Stro.
Well, me too. He will be here just momentarily. And I guess what I'll say to get started is, now here's an 813 number. I can't remember.
Melissa.
I can't remember anything.
Melissa
and Josh Pierce, how are you doing?
We're doing okay. Josh isn't here. He's actually playing some Magic the Gathering with his siblings. I don't know if he's actually going to answer his phone. I sent him a text.
Well, we'll forgive him either way. It's great having you on board. We've got two wonderful artists. We've got Melissa Pierce and Holly Coy. They're both great. So anyway, I was going to relay.
Hey, Kevin.
Yep. Now I want to relay. I want to real quickly relay the story of how I met all of you, because I want us to not forget. It was a great day, 1, 2, 3, 4 great days that I'm going to recount. First of all, I'll start with Jen Cruz, Jen She Squatchers. A buddy of mine, Matt Dell, said, "John, you got to get the She Squatchers for the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference." I said, "Well, okay." I didn't know him, but I called up. Jen answered the phone. She was kind enough to do that. I talked to her. Then I listened to one of her podcasts, and I was sold. So So Jen and I think you and the She Squatchers came to the 2018 Tennessee Bigfoot Conference as a result, right?
Yes, we did. It was an awesome good time.
And that's where you met our boy Papa Stroh. And so anyway, we're glad to, and you were also at the 2019 Georgia Bigfoot Conference, and glad to have you there. It was fun. It was you and Tammy, and I think Tammy's daughter. So we had a blast there. And again, it's great to have you. You met Papa Stroh 2018 at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. That was a great event. Now we've got a big collection. We've got a big collection of people. It is Robin McRae, Pat McRae, Janice Carter, and Holly Coy. And Melissa, I'm going to get to you after that little group, because they're kind of a family unit. And what happened was I got an email from Robin McRae that said, Dr. Igor Burtsev is going to be in town and he'd like to come talk at your conference. And I said, well, sure. So we talked. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I said, can I just go ahead and call you now? And she said, sure. So I think that day I called her. We started talking. And Robin, we haven't stopped talking since, have we?
No, never. At least
That's
a
right.
couple times a day.
Yes, at least somebody gets worried if I don't show up. And then, of course, came the next person out of that group I met, was Pat McRae, which is Robin's husband. He's such a cool guy. He's a great Bigfoot experiencer. Love talking about that. And he and I were watching Bigfoot through infrared binoculars on Christmas Eve. That was one of the best. That's the best Christmas present Bigfoot could ever give
me. We
had
so much
Pat.
Fun.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Really did.
We were at was at the cookout. Remember?
Yeah.
We were using the infrared.
Oh yeah, but it was so
as well.
Glad to get to do that. We had a good
Christmas
time.
Too.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I remember the Christmas Eve. Let's check out Bigfoot, and it was a lot of fun. And I've got to say, before I introduce the last member of this particular group, is that I've been reading and going through some podcasts from skeptics, and I have never seen. I'm not going to say they're going to kind of get mentioned in my upcoming in the forward to my upcoming book, Lizard Man 101. I tell you what, some of these skeptics really don't get their facts right. They say one thing and then they say something completely different three times in a row afterward. Then they go back to the original story. It's amazing. They need to get their facts straight. Mm-hmm. And I know all of you on this podcast right now have dealt with skeptics, and you just wonder how they keep their job. I think a skeptic is kind of like a weather person. They go on and they predict the weather, but if it's wrong, nobody really cares. They just listen to them anyway. So anyway, we have Holly Coy. That is Janice's daughter. She's a lovely lady, wonderful artist, and I met her through her mom. And she's there, and she keeps everybody straight. Right, Holly?
Yep, I just sure do.
I bet you do. Everybody else, Janice and Robin and Pat, are all going in different directions. You just sit there and keep them straight. Well, that's great. And then we have another wonderful friend of ours that was introduced to me. Actually, she introduced herself. She and her husband, oh my goodness, Josh, you know, they signed up to be vendors at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. And I met them, and it was wonderful. And then all of a sudden, I introduced them to Robin and Janice, and they all became good friends. So we're all good friends. And that's kind of a fun thing for folks
we're
to meet.
Tight group.
Yeah, and what was nice is the She Squatchers were at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. They got to meet Igor Burtsev, and of course they met Janice and Robin and Holly, and so it was good that your friends met each other, and that's what really mattered. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we have a 919 number.
Hello, everybody. I didn't say hello to everybody.
I just wanted to say hello
to everybody else.
Okay. Good. Janice, it's great to have you. And it looks like on the line now is the one and only executive director of Eno River Media from Raleigh, North Carolina, the one and only Anthony Dowling. How are you, Anthony?
Good evening, everybody. And especially, hey, and especially a big happy birthday to Papa Stro.
Yeah, we got his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we got to get him in here. He's finishing up some. He's finishing up an event, so he will be with us shortly. And so I was talking a little bit about how everybody met. Of course, Anthony's in Raleigh. He's been a friend. He was introduced to me by one of my Comic-Con buddies who said, you need to meet this guy. And that usually means, oh, goodness, how bad could this be? Well, it was. It was how good could this be? So Anthony's the head of a film advocacy nonprofit in Raleigh, and he was introduced to me by our mutual friend. And then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I introduced you to Papa Stro, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. I actually met Robert at the same time I met you at the same event.
That's right, because we were watching. Papa Stro had a movie that he was in that starred Goldberg, was making its rounds. Gosh, I can't remember the name of it. And we were having a little bit of a preview party there.
Correct.
And I can remember it. It was at a tattoo parlor in Jacksonville, North Carolina. I mean, what fun. How can you have fun and be at a tattoo parlor in Jacksonville, right? And so we started talking. You started with Rob, and we had a great time. So we're just all glad to be here celebrating his birthday. And I know he'll be here just very, very shortly, because he did apologize. He had something come up. And I'm just so glad that we're all here. And I guess what I'd like to do is I'll start in the order I just introduced everyone in. Let's go ahead and start telling our favorite Papa Stro story. I'm going to start with Jen Cruz. Tell us something fun about Papa Stro.
Oh, boy, what can I tell you that's fun about Papa Stro? When we first met him was at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, and we had talked to him on the show before and talked to him online, and so I felt like I already knew him. So meeting him in person was just kind of like sealing the deal, because I had talked to him so much already. So he was already my friend. Isn't that funny how these days we can make friends with people we've never actually met in person? And so when you finally meet them in person, it's like, oh, hey, you know, we're hanging out in person now. But here we were at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, and he had brought some snacks. He set up his booth right next to ours, and he had brought some snacks, and we had brought some snacks, and he decided he liked our snacks better.
He ended up taking our snacks,
and he was snacking on the snacks, and I think he ate up our whole bag of snacks.
I believe that.
And we were okay. I kept teasing him about it. It was great. I'm like, no, I have a big bag of snacks. I'll share with you. And so the next day he brought Triscuits, and I'm like, you know, Triscuits just aren't the same.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, we got those at Food City in Kingsport. He and I were going out trying to get everything shopped up before we headed on back. I think we had a podcast that night. So, oh my goodness, and the man of the hour, here he is. And the man of the hour is here. Happy birthday, Papa.
Thank you so much.
How are you guys doing? Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm at the Weeble family's house watching the Royal Rumble as we speak. It's been a pretty good show so far. But, yes, it's been a blessed birthday so far. You guys doing okay?
Yeah. We just wanted to say we love you.
Happy birthday, right. Papa Stro.
Hey, thank you so much.
Here's what we're gonna do. As bad as it may sound, I'm gonna lead us in happy birthday to Papa Stro. That's the most important thing we can do right now. So we will go with a drum roll that doesn't exist. Happy birthday! Now, join me, happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Well, I tell
you
what, Papa, this is the fifth time we've done it, and I was getting everybody to tell their best Papa Stroh story. I told you that. That's what we could do. So, Jen, if you can start again, then we'll go in order of who called in. Jen, say that story again.
Yes.
It was a super story.
Oh, I was just saying that. Hey, Papa, it's Jen from Peace Watchers. We had met online first, and we were chatting online, and it felt like I already knew you in person, and we finally did meet in person at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. It was just, I'm like, oh, hey, I already know you, you know. We were already good friends. And
right.
So we set up our dudes next to each other at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. We could hang out all day. Oh, I also remember that you were signing our shirt. And you signed Tammy's shirt on her tummy. That was funny. It's like, right here.
Yeah.
You
guys have
then,
awesome shirts, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. You rock that group, by the way, the Girls Gone Squad.
Oh, thank you so much. Love it.
Absolutely. All right.
I was telling about the snacks that we brought snacks for the day. And you just tried some of my snacks and you really liked them. So we ended up sharing my snacks. And you felt bad to me tonight. And the next thing you brought Chris here from the chair.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you any day.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. Same here. Anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I wanted to wish you the best of birthdays, Papa Stroh. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you so much. Love it, Jen. Thank you.
I hope your wishes come true.
John,
thank you so much.
I was getting ready to say, we want to get Anthony Dowling on next, because Anthony has an early rendezvous with work.
John,
Anthony. Yeah.
John, could we have everybody go to mute? Because I'm getting terrible feedback.
Okay, let me see what I can do. All right, Anthony?
Yeah. There we go.
All right, yeah. I had to mute Papa Stroh. Papa Stroh, I know you can hear me. It was a little loud there. Anthony, tell us your best Papa Stroh story.
Well, it happened this last fall. Myself and several others and Papa Stroh went to a haunted house. But it was before the season started, and they were giving acting lessons to the folks that were going to be involved in the haunted house. And one of the activities at the end of this class was to actually become a character and assume that character and be that character for a period of time. And I remember Papa Stroh participating because we were just observers. And everybody, and they knew who he was, but they didn't necessarily know who he was.
Okay. Anthony, you have to speak up. We've got to keep talking.
Wait a minute. Why did you mute me? The show's supposed to be.
I was going down the road to see.
Me. And you muted me. What the heck? What a rib. Really?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Okay. You're back. I was going to try to find out if I could do something to lower the thing, but I know you're there at a party, so we got to hand you back.
I'm not watching the rumble, for crying out loud.
That's right.
Lord.
All right, Anthony. All right, so Anthony, finish up with yours. That's great.
And everybody
come back
was
in.
Like,
sorry.
Wow. Who is this guy? Because he's brought all the experience he's had on TV forward, and he really rocked it. And I just think that really kind of showed them how professional it could be when you assume a character and go with that character.
Well, he's a superstar
and myself
and everything.
Yeah. I said to myself, there you go. That's training. That's a profession. Right there. And I remember that distinctly. And I was like, and I had the honor of being with at an awards ceremony with him last night. He was a presenter. And again, he brought his professionalism with him and presented the award perfectly. So he is a true professional and a true gentleman.
And is our buddy.
Happy birthday, Papa Stroh.
Thank you so much. It was an honor, sir. It really was. Such a great time.
All right. Well, that's great. You guys were at the North Carolina Film Festival Awards, right? The North Carolina Film Awards.
No, 2020 Machete Awards.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, Anthony,
that's not till February, the film festival.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Well, Anthony, thanks. I know you had to maybe get out of here early, so stay with us as long as you can. And we will go to our next. We'll go to our next guest, who called in, which is Holly Coy, Janice, and Papa Stroh are down at the Somerville Comic Con. So, Holly, how are
cool.
you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Holly.
Great.
Hi, Papa Stroh. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Holly. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We are glad you're here. You got a story, or you want us to move on to your mom?
I don't really have a story that I can think of at the moment. So.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here. You got to wish Papa a happy birthday. Janice Carter, you were down with Papa Stroh at the Somerville Comic Con. And we had a grand time doing a murder 1, 2, 3. Janice around?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Hi, Janice.
I'm
Hello,
sorry.
Papa.
Not the other
cat. Yep. So thanks for being here, Janice. And happy birthday to Papa Stroh.
Yes.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here, and we will be at many more Comic Cons together doing some fun things like that in front of everybody. So that would be kind of cool. And if you got anything else, you feel free to jump in. And I'll put the gun to the head of Robin and Pat McCray. What do you got to say to
okay.
Papa Stroh?
All right, I'll go first. When I first met him, I see him at this restaurant, and then we hang out, and he's just not that way. But he's got all these sides to him, and I love all the different sides to him because he's either just an actor, or he's a wrestler, or he's this nice, calm friend. But then I go to the Comic-Con, and I sit next to him while we're doing the murder Murder 1, 2, 3. Now this parrot comes in and is talking, and through the entire time we're doing this podcast, he is making me laugh so hard. He's cracking jokes. He's whispering in my ear. We were in our own world on that end of the chairs.
Right. That was awesome. So much fun.
You never know which Papa you're going to get. And I love all of them. But it was...
Thank you so much. You're awesome, Rob.
She's coming in and she's knocking things over. And she's making noises through the speakers. And the more she does it, the harder he's laughing and making me laugh. And the more jokes he's cracking.
And then Santa falls.
Yeah, and then Santa falls on his neck. So, Papa, happy birthday. I just think
Thank
the world
so
is better with you in it. And I'm so glad we met. I just consider you a dear friend.
Oh, same here. I love you, Robin. Thank you so much.
I love you too, baby. You know you're welcome here anytime.
Oh, thank you. I'm definitely going to get back to your way soon.
Yeah, because Papa Stroh and I, when we came there, I was petrified. Right, Papa Stroh?
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I never seen anyone that scared of anything.
Nothing like a Bigfoot shaking a tree to get him moving.
Yeah, I was here, but that would do.
It reminded me of the Blair Witch Project where they're talking through the flashlight. That was up until John was talking.
John's jumping now and Papa's standing there looking around like, what is going on?
Right. Oh, man.
Papa, you better watch out because I'm writing all these stories down.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get them to you and hopefully you'll add to them for Dr. John and Papa to throw on the road. This is we better.
Oh, wow.
All righty.
Yeah, the bad thing the next day, the bad thing the next day is we had the Lizard Fest.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The Lizard Man Fest.
We didn't need to do that. We had a lizard man in the backyard. I mean, what the heck?
Oh, my goodness.
We bring the party with us, okay?
Awesome.
I'll tell you, it's a nuts life, but we love it.
It is.
All right. Pat McRae around.
Yes, your turn, Pat.
Yeah, I met him actually 2 years ago at the Comic-Con up in Somerville. My grandkids went. They had like a wrestling match up there. And my grandkids they met all the wrestlers up there. And then at this recent Comic-Con, I met him there. He had a booth there. And I watched the live podcast with him, but what I got, and then we went out to eat, but what I got most from him was he's a very successful actor. He was telling me about some of the job acting positions that he's going to be having, and that really struck me that he's a very successful actor.
Thank you. I try.
Oh, he does great.
Thank you.
I mean, it seems like you work hard at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a while.
Does.
Yeah. And
oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. And
oh,
good to have you as a friend.
Oh, same here, sir. Same here. Thank you so much.
All right. And
always a pleasure.
Now, I guess I would love for us to hear something. The artist, Melissa Pierce.
Hello?
Melissa there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Hi, Melissa.
Barely, Melissa. You're going to have to scream.
Project, as they say in the acting world. Project.
Project.
Hello. Can you hear me? Testing.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. This is Melissa Pierce speaking to you in her voice.
Melissa.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Melissa. You're awesome.
And Josh, what did you do with happy birthday, too?
Oh, please give him my best. Please,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. I will. So a story about how we actually first met Papa Stroh. Actually, it was
okay.
The same time that we got introduced to John as well. And then Robin and Pat, and I believe it was called, it was the Comic-Con in Somerville called The Revenge of the Geeks. Really cool.
Yeah.
We all set up, and Papa Stroh was going around, and he was like showing off the doll, or like the one doll that he had, which was really cool.
Oh, Dorothy, yeah.
And I'm like, no,
Dorothy, yeah.
This is so cool. And then all of a sudden, we're all of us are all of us here are actually going. going to the same convention. And I mean, it's not just the one that, it's not just John's, but I think we went to the Myrtle Beach one in Grand Strand, and we're like,
oh, yeah, good times.
It was. It was great, you know, and it was just wonderful getting to know you because, like, we all went to the Lizard Man Festival. I actually got to know a little bit, you know, like a little bit of how pro wrestling works. I, you know, at first, no offense, I thought that the props that you guys used were, like, they were, I mean, they were real props, but not like a real metal chair. And you're like, yeah, no, you roughhouse for real. And it's like, I'm like, that's crazy.
It's a mad, mad world.
Yes, yes. So you've opened my eyes to the world of pro wrestling. And, you know, that series Dusk, where you're playing the judge, that's awesome.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
such a great story.
Yeah, it really is. Are we allowed to talk about the new ventures that you have been doing, or is that kind of on the down low?
The film stuff?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on set soon for a new film, The Devil's Daughter, which is the story of Harlequin. And I'm portraying Dr. Jeremy Arkham of the Arkham Asylum. That.
Mm-hmm.
And I just completed a new film. Wrapped up, I'll set for a new film that's going to be coming out later on this year called Stench of Iniquity,
mm-hmm.
in which I betrayed an ancient vampire known as Abbas in the film.
Oh, wow.
When's that coming out?
Later on, probably latter
cool.
2020. 2020,
wait,
yeah.
What? When?
Latter 2020, like towards the end of 2000, this year.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to keep my eye out for that one.
Oh, thank you.
I'm excited. I'm excited about Harley Quinn. That is too. You would be the perfect doctor.
Yeah, it's already getting a lot of attention, and we're just like I said, we're just doing table reads. We haven't even got on set for production yet, so it's. That's a really good sign. It's getting a lot of attention already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Papa Stroh, I just realized something, Papa Stroh. Now there are three doctors. There's Doctor Who.
Three doctors.
You're now a doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm Dr. John,
and,
so now we have three doctors.
Well, we're growing.
Wow. Absolutely, we do. Well, Melissa, thanks, and we're so glad you were here with us. And I guess
love you, Melissa. Thank you.
If it's all right, I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna surprise Papa Stroh with a birthday present on air.
All right.
You ready, Papa Stroh?
Yes, sir.
There's a brand new Comic Con called the Horry County Comic Con. And that's going to be here in 3 or 4 months here in Myrtle Beach, the Myrtle Beach area. And I am, on behalf of the organizing committee, we need a particular star for it who's a wrestler, an actor, and a star, and really cool. And he needs to be someone with whom the world is better for him to be around. Now, do you know who that could possibly be?
Jeez, let me think.
give me an answer. You're my go-to guy for answers.
Oh, wow. I do know a guy. I've
good.
Probably seen him in a mirror a few times. So.
Okay, good. Well, we see that guy in our thoughts. You're just one cool guy. You help people.
All right.
You entertain people.
Fantastic.
You wrestle. You are an actor. You're a great actor. You're a master of ceremonies. And you're the guy we wanted to honor tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
All I got to say is thanks for being here with us. And I know we know you're doing some professional. You're a professional wrestler. You got to keep up with wrestling. We're so thrilled that you've been here with us. And I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank our guests, thank Anthony in absentia. Our guests have been Jim Cruz, Robin McCray, Janice Carter, Pat McCray, Holly Joy, me, and Anthony Dowling. So, you know, from all of you, we want to wish you the best birthday possible. And everybody can listen to this on Scarycast. It's right up there. It will be ready in about 2 minutes. Everybody should listen to it. So I wanted to say thanks to everybody, and especially you, Papa Stroh. Because without you, we would not all be here together.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you for everything.
We love you.
We love you.
Love you too.
Happy birthday.
We love you, Papa Stroh.
Donald,
happy
thank you
birthday.
So much. God all bless you all. Thank you.
Papa Stroh, we'll see you on here next year. Okay?
All right. All right, you guys, thank,
right,
you. Thank you so much for having
take
me.
Take care. Good evening from Scarycast.
All right.
Night.
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 Thank you.
Night.